Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast.
Today, we're tackling a word you hear, well, everywhere lately. Gaslighting.
Yeah, it's definitely out there. We're going to unpack it using insights from a Wikipedia article and also a systematic review on the subject.
Trying to get beyond the buzzword.
Yeah, exactly. So fundamentally, what is gaslighting based on these sources?
At its core, it's described as psychological manipulation, basically making someone doubt their own reality, their memory, their perception, even their sanity.
And it has a pretty specific origin story, doesn't it? Not just a clinical term initially.
Right. It comes from that 1938 play and then the 1944 movie Gaslight.
Ah, yes. Where the husband dims the actual gas lights.
Exactly. He dims the lights, moves things around, but then tells his wife she's imagining it. Flat out denies it.
Making her think she's losing her mind.
Uh-huh. It's all about control, undermining her reality to manipulate her. A really chilling depiction.
And somehow that specific scenario gave us this term that just, well, exploded.
It really did, especially in the last decade or so. Became Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year in 2022, which says a lot about its prominence.
But the sources we looked at, they also raise a flag, right? About maybe it being too popular.
Yeah, there's a concern among experts mentioned that the term gets thrown around a bit loosely sometimes.
Like for any old disagreement?
Kind of. Just because someone disagrees with you doesn't automatically make it gaslighting. The sources stress a key difference.
Okay, so what is that difference? How do we separate real gaslighting from, you know, just a conflict?
Well, the systematic review really emphasizes the pattern. Gaslighting isn't usually a one-off thing.
It's repeated.
Yes, it's a consistent, often deliberate strategy to negate the other person's reality, and there's often a power dynamic involved.
So it's not just, hey, I see it differently. It's more like,
that didn't happen, you're crazy, you're too sensitive, you're imagining things. It's about invalidating your experience entirely.
Got it. And this pattern, it shows up in a lot of different places, according to the sources.
Oh, definitely. The review mentions it quite a bit in romantic relationships, sometimes connected to intimate partner violence.
And families, too.
Yes. There was even a study noted about parents maybe dismissing a transgender child's identity, which could function like gaslighting.
Wow. Okay. So personal relationships.
Huh.
But it goes broader.
For sure. The sources talk about the workplace, like a boss minimizing or denying an employee's legitimate complaints, maybe about harassment or discrimination.
Makes sense. What else?
They cover social systems, too. Things like racial gaslighting, where people's lived experiences of racism are systematically denied or downplayed.
And medical gaslighting. I've heard that term.
Yeah, that's in there, too. Patients, often women or minorities, having their symptoms dismissed or told it's all in your head. By doctors.
Which can have serious health consequences, obviously.
Absolutely. And then there's the political sphere.
Ah, yes. The sources mention politics. How is it discussed there?
Well, the articles describe the term being applied to tactics used by figures across the political spectrum. They mention things linked to Donald Trump, CNN asking Tim Walz about Democrats potentially using similar tactics, even historical stuff like the East German Stasi's methods.
Okay, and just to be clear for everyone listening, we're just reporting what's in the sources here, not taking sides, just showing the range of context where this term pops up in discussions.
Exactly. It illustrates how widely the concept is being applied, or at least discussed.
So let's talk about the impact. Why is this kind of manipulation so effective, and what does it actually do to someone?
Well, imagine someone constantly telling you that what you see, what you feel, what you remember is wrong, especially if it's someone you trust or depend on.
It would mess with your head, definitely.
Profoundly. The sources describe people starting to seriously doubt their own memory, their judgment, their sanity. It leads to anxiety, depression.
Loss of confidence.
A huge loss of self-confidence, yeah. And it makes it incredibly hard to trust yourself or even to think about leaving the situation. The manipulator can be very convincing.
So bring this back to our listeners. Why is understanding all this important for, well, for you?
Because recognizing this pattern is power. If you understand how gaslighting works, the denial, the invalidation, the pattern, you're better equipped to spot it.
Whether it's happening to you or maybe you see it happening to someone else.
Exactly. In your personal life, at work, even just processing the news or political debates, knowing this helps you trust your own perception.
And know when maybe you need to get some outside perspective or support.
Precisely.
Or maybe a final thought to leave people with.
Well, thinking about how widespread this can be and how subtly it works, it really highlights how vital it is to create spaces, whether that's in our homes, workplaces, or public forums, where people feel safe sharing their reality.
And where those experiences, especially from people who might be in more vulnerable positions, are actually heard and validated.
Yeah, fostering that kind of environment seems crucial.
That's all for this episode. Thanks for tuning in.